Summing up, neurons and the nervous impulse. The functional unit of the nervous system is the neuron. A neuron consists of dendrites, which receive stimuli. A cell body, which contains the nucleus and metabolic apparatus, and an axon, which sends stimuli to other cells. Neurons are surrounded by glial cells, which protect, support, and nourish them. The most important glial cells are Schwann cells, which also have the function of speeding up the transmission of nerve impulses. Information received from the internal and external environments and instructions sent to effector muscles and glands travel through the nervous system as electrochemical signals. In the resting state, there is a difference in the electrical charge inside and outside the axon cell membrane, called the resting potential. When a stimulus is received, it generates a temporary inversion of the polarity of the membrane, called the action potential. The nervous impulse is the action potential that travels along the membrane of the axon. All action potentials have the same intensity, but their frequency may vary. The stronger the stimulus, the more action potentials are generated per unit of time. Electrical and chemical synapses. Neurons transmit signals to other neurons across junctions called synapses, either electrically or chemically. In most cases, the signal crosses the synaptic cleft as a chemical substance. The neurotransmitter, which binds to a specific receptor on the membrane of the postsynaptic cell. The human nervous system. The nervous system, together with the endocrine system, integrates and controls the functions that enable an animal to regulate its internal environment and to react or interact with the external environment. The nervous system is divided into the central nervous system, CNS, which consists of the brain and the spinal cord, and the peripheral nervous system, PNS, which is composed of the cranial and spinal nerves. Somatic and autonomic nervous systems. In the peripheral nervous system, the motor fibers innervate effector muscles and glands, while the sensory fibers receive signals from sensory receptors from different parts of the body. There are two important subdivisions of the motor neurons of the peripheral nervous system. The somatic nervous system, which innervates skeletal muscles, and the autonomic nervous system, which regulates cardiac muscle, smooth muscle, and glands with digestive, circulatory, urinary, and reproductive functions. The autonomic nervous system has two subdivisions, sympathetic and parasympathetic, which differ from each other from an anatomical, physiological, and functional point of view. The sympathetic system is mainly responsible for reactions to the external environment, while the parasympathetic system regulates activities such as digestion.